This music by composer Philip Schroeder is willfully, almost defiantly, pretty, and comes from a composer who was born in Northern California, a part of the country where, in the 1970s, pretty music was being made in genuine defiance of the musical trends of the time. This, though, is not music from the 1970s. It's a 2005 composition by Philip Schroeder called Move in the Changing Light. I'm John Schaefer, and on this edition of New Sounds, program 2576, we'll be listening to some music old and new that comes out of the so-called ambient classical movement that really came to the fore in California in the 1970s with composers like Harold Budd, whose music is clearly, I think, echoed in this piece by Philip Schroeder, and in the music of Daniel Lentz as well. We'll hear from both of those composers and from this recent Philip Schroeder disc as well. Let's begin at the beginning, 1972. Harold Budd, a former jazz drummer and avant-garde classical composer of thorny, acceptably dissonant music in the 1960s, turns his back on music in 1970, says in writing the liner notes for the reissue of this album, The Pavilion of Dreams, that he had minimalized himself out of a career. Spent 10 years reducing his musical language to nothing, and then disappeared for a couple of years. He resurfaced in 1972 with this piece called Madrigals of the Rose Angel, in which, again, to quote Bud himself, he wanted to be pretty. Not a kind of platonic pretty, but simply pretty. Mindless, shallow, and utterly devastating. This is Harold Budd writing many years later about this 1972 piece called Madrigals of the Rose Angel, which was recorded originally in 1976 by Brian Eno for his Obscure Music series and featured an ensemble that included some of the top contemporary English new music composers of the day, people like Michael Nyman and Gavin Bryars and John White and Eno himself. Let's hear that 1972 piece, Madrigals of the Rose Angel, from the album The Pavilion of Dreams, music by Harold Budd on New Sounds. Thank you. That's a 1972 piece by the California-based pianist and composer Harold Budd, actually recorded in England by Brian Eno for his Obscure Music series back in the mid-70s. The album was called The Pavilion of Dreams, and that piece is called Madrigals of the Rose Angel. If you're listening for retrograde inversions or five-part counterpoint or fugal writing that has all manner of composerly tricks to it, not going to find it in the music of Harold Budd. This is all about being pretty. In fact, Harold Budd initially referred to this as lovely music, but there was a record label with that name, so that didn't stick. But it really, this 1972 piece, signaled not just a new style of music for Harold Budd, but for a whole generation of California-based composers. The original performance of this piece in California was conducted by Harold Budd's friend and colleague Daniel Lentz, whose music also took a dramatic turn towards the pretty in the 1970s, and who is still at it. We'll hear one of his more recent works in just a little while. In a moment, though, some music from Philip Schroeder, born in Northern California, now working in Arkansas, and his recent CD called Move in the Changing Light, sounding very much like a latter-day Harold Budd. That music coming up next. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to New Sounds. Tomorrow night on New Sounds, we'll hear an hour of works featuring and built around the sounds of preachers' voices. There's a certain cadence, a musical quality to a good preacher that has inspired Steve Reich, John Adams, and this music by David Byrne and Brian Eno from 30 years ago. They've got a new record out next month, but we'll hear this classic tomorrow night at 11 on New Sounds. This is New Sounds program 2576. Some ambient classical music from the, I guess the California school would be one way of saying it. Of course, one of the points of this whole scene in California was that it was not academic and school-oriented. It was kind of a loose association of composers who broke with the expected style of thorny, dissonant music and did something quite different instead. And some 30 years later, Philip Schroeder, who was born in California, finds himself doing a similar thing with much more recent technology on a CD called Move in the Changing Light. This 2005 composition called Move in the Changing Light Number 2, to me, sounds strikingly similar to the early Harold Budd music we were just listening to, except in this case, it isn't a whole group of people singing wordlessly. It's a single soprano who is multi-tracked in the studio. And instead of multiple players behind various keyboards, it's a single pianist through digital delay. And that pianist is none other than the composer himself. So let's hear the piece, Philip Schroeder, from the album Move in the Changing Light on New Sounds. That's music from Philip Schroeder. The album's called Move in the Changing Light, and that 2005 composition's called Move in the Changing Light, number 2, for multi-track soprano, 5 pianos with digital delay, and synthesizer. The keyboards all played by the composer himself, who these days is based in Arkansas, but who was born in California, and there certainly seems to be a strong echo of the kind of music that California-based composers, Harold Budd and Daniel Lentz, Roger Reynolds, Paul Drescher, Ingram Marshall, and others were doing back in the 70s and 80s. So even though it might be perfectly acceptable to be expected that folks would listen to music like this and say, gosh, there's nothing like that on the radio anywhere else, the fact is, there is music like that to be found elsewhere. You just have to dig a couple of decades back through the catalog of some of these composers. And we will hear some music from Daniel Lentz in just a moment. Actually, one of his more recent compositions, although his catalog goes all the way back to the 60s as well. We'll hear from him in just a moment. You're listening to New Sounds. If you'd like a copy of the playlist for this New Sounds program, it'll give you all the usual details of what we're hearing and where you can find this music for yourself. All you need is the program number, which I am about to give you now. This is program number 2576. Armed with that number, you can now go to the New Sounds page of our website, where you will find the playlist, which you can download. You'll also find the show itself as an audio archive, so you can hear it again on your computer anytime you like. That's on the New Sounds page, WNYC.org. You can also email us, newsounds@WNYC.org. This is New Sounds, and we've been listening to some music from this alleged California school. Again, not a genuine school, but a group of composers who decided in the 1970s to create music that was largely pretty and tonal and very lush and often built around tape delay and later digital delay. Daniel Lentz was an early proponent of live music with tape delay and later with digital delay. Although, like Harold Budd, when he had the opportunity to write for a large group of people, he was perfectly happy to ditch all of the delays and just write pretty music for multiple keyboards and strings and whatnot. That's the case with this piece called Los Tigres de Marte, The Tigers of Marte, a reference to clarinetist Marty Walker, who was an early champion of Lentz and Harold Budd and other like-minded composers. This piece is not from back in the 70s. It's from 2004. So this is an example of one of the early composers in the style continuing to develop it some 30 years later. Here's Daniel Lentz and his ensemble. And the only piece on this CD, it's a very short 15-minute CD called Los Tigres de Marte. That's music by Daniel Lentz. Los Tigres de Marte, the Tigers of Marty, referring to clarinetist Marty Walker, who leads the ensemble. It's basically Daniel Lentz and some of his longtime musical cohorts and some members of the California Ear Unit all getting together to play this 15-minute work, which is the only piece on the CD, Los Tigres de Marte, from Daniel Lentz. And in the background, a musical farewell from Harold Budd. We heard his 1972 piece earlier, The Madrigals of the Rose Angel, which really was the beginning for him and for a generation of composers of this style of pretty music, a word that he used, you know, just because it was simple and declarative and a really apt description of the music that he was doing. And this piece from his album Avalon Sutra, recorded in 2004, is the conclusion of his career as a composer. He announced that this would be his final word, so to speak, on the subject, that he felt he had said all he had to say as a composer and was retiring. This piece is called Rue Casimir de Lavigne, and it's subtitled for Daniel Lentz. It's performed by Harold Budd from his farewell 2-CD set called Avalon Sutra. Here from Harold Budd, the album Avalon Sutra, which he announced in 2005 when the album came out that it would be his last. But this style of music certainly continues. We heard Philip Schroeder's 2005 piece earlier on the program, very much in this vein. Daniel Lentz still going strong as well. And that's going to do it for this edition of New Sounds, focusing on some of these pretty ambient classical works. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.